Let us read the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 8. We shall read from verse 23 to 27. Matthew, chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Do you know that in life we often come across so many storms? And storms not only come very slowly, but sometimes it comes very quickly and suddenly that nobody could tell. When you have peace, suddenly the storm will come and cover you up. And that is what the trouble of this world is. Many a time we come across so much trouble. Our trouble could be worries. Our trouble could be trials, tribulations. Our trouble could be problems and even disasters. Just only 2 days ago, suddenly there was an earthquake in the western part of Sumatra, having a Richter scale of 8.3. And we thank God that the damage was not bad, because the casualty was only about 14. It is considered to be very, God is very great, that protected the people from getting into trouble. But in the year 2004, on the 26th of December, about midnight local time in western Sumatra, there was an earthquake of 9.3 on the Richter scale. Well, I believe that the people were asleep and sleeping so soundly and peacefully. They did not expect that trouble would come. And what happened was suddenly there was about 100 over 1,000 in Aceh. People were killed. The tsunami traveled about as far as western Thailand, Sri Lanka, then Tamil Nadu of India, and it went even through the Indian Ocean right up to Madagascar and Eastern Africa. There was a casualty of about 230,000 people died. It was so sudden that nobody was able to think of this kind of trouble would come. People in Phuket, and they were all having their nice holiday on the beach. 10 hours after the earthquake, the tsunami covered them with a wave of 30 feet high. Well, trouble in this world is like that. It comes so suddenly that nobody could tell. I believe that we have so much troubles in our life, whether it could be big or it could be small. You have worries, you have troubles, you have sicknesses. You have all the disasters and problems. But what are we going to do with such a kind of trouble? We see in the passage that we just read about the disciples, when they were in the ship, and together with the Lord Jesus Christ. When suddenly there arose a great tempest, a storm, and I believe that according to the Bible, this storm was not a small storm. It was supposed to be a very great storm, that the whole ship was covered with water. The disciples were very experienced fishermen. And I think that they have gone through many of such a kind of storm, but not as bad as this one. But nevertheless, the Bible tells us that it was totally covered. The ship was covered with water and almost going to sinking down. What the disciples, I think, each and every time in their travel in the Sea of Galilee, they often use their own way. They often use their own mind. They often use their own method and how to get a ship floating on the Sea of Galilee. Beloved, I think in our troubles, in our lifetime, we are very weak. Our faith is so weak that we often use our own might, our own strength, and our own wisdom to solve all that kind of trouble. Do you not think that you do like that? Or the first thing that you do is to appeal to God for help? Never. I sometimes do like that. Just only 3 months ago, I had my first car accident in my life. I've been driven car for over 50 years, and that was the first time. Well, I was so happy on that very Sunday, because the following morning, I and Mrs. Kwa would be going up to Cameron Highlands for a 5 days recuperation over there. And so we were so happy, and then tomorrow is our happy day, we are going to leave for Cameron Highlands. Well, I did not think of trouble would come so suddenly while I was driving. There was a motorcycle with a motorcyclist and a pillion rider, both were ladies, Malay ladies. They suddenly came out from the side and banged at my side door. The two side doors were badly dented and damaged. And of course, the two fell down and they became unconscious. You know what happened was that I got a shock of my life. The first thing I was thinking is that, what could I do? Must I go and make a report to the police, or must I do something? I could not do anything at all. Human weakness is like that. Whenever we come across trouble, you know, the first thing is that we use our mind to solve that kind of problem. I remember I told you once about our going to the States in 1983 when we attended the ICCC conference with our beloved pastor, Reverend Toh. That was about 2 weeks there in Cape May, New Jersey. Then there was one day when we had a day off. Then pastor was saying that, would you all like to go to Washington, D.C., which may take a few hours for the bus to drive us there. We were so happy. The 40 of us were so happy, including many of the students of FEBC. And suddenly we went in the bus, and in no time that we reached Washington, D.C. Well, we visited so many places, the museum, and so many ancient archaeological finds, including dinosaurs and so forth. And our final stop was in a space museum, where we were supposed to meet there after visiting the whole museum. But before that, we went to the Arlington Cemetery, which was very big and huge. And many of the U.S. generals and presidents were buried there. What happened was that the 40 of us all went in and see. And one of our students, Jess Lim, went into the washroom. But all the rest went into the bus, and Reverend Stephen Koo was the one who was in charge of the counting of heads. 1, 2, 3, 4. And he said, 40, we have enough, 40. Do not worry. So all went, and the bus left. You know what happened was that we left a student in the washroom of the Arlington Cemetery. Well, by the time when we went to the last stop, the Space Museum, we are so happy. And we came out evening time about 6 o'clock, meeting at beside the bus there, waiting, they come, way short of one. Then everyone think, oh, let us go and look here, and let us go and look there. You see, we always use our mind. We never think of approaching God and Christ for help. Everybody is in the chaos. We did not know what to do. Some would say this, some would say that. Until our beloved pastor said, no, I think we should pray to God. We should pray to God. And we all prayed. That was a miracle that in about 10 minutes time, suddenly there was a student of FEBC. He was an American who studied only for 1 or 2 semesters. He came along and he met us. Hey, we didn't know that you are here. And then what happened? And then we told him that we were looking for Jess Lim, who is missing. He said, do not worry. I will phone up to the police. And then the police used the wireless to contact all. In 10 minutes' time, there was a reply saying we have found Jess Lim in the Lincoln Memorial Hall. You see, God is doing wonders in that way. But man is using what? Our mind. We are using our mind. But we would not approach God for help. I believe the disciples had gone through that kind of tempest and storm and so forth. They always tried to do it themselves. And especially this time also, they would try to solve the problem until they could not do anything at all. Then suddenly they saw that the master was behind. Lord, help us, Lord, help us. Beloved, we are often like that. When in trouble, we never see the first thing that we should call is what? The Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus is so near to you and me that we would not call him, but we use our head. Secondly, I think the disciples was not too clear. Though he knew that the master was behind there, and the master could help them in one way or another. But how do we know that the disciples was not too clear about the Lord Jesus Christ? They had been following the Lord Jesus Christ for so many times, and they have seen that he performed miracles, changing water into wine, healing the paralytics, and the blind could see and all this. But they should know very well that he is the very God that was incarnated. But we see that, you know what happened when the storm was come? They marveled. What man is this? What man is this? That even the storm and wind obey him. I think, beloved, sometimes we are like that. We claim to be believers. We claim to be the followers of Christ. And yet what? We do not fully believe in him. Today there are many people who are like that. Even pastors of many churches, they are turning around. They believe, I believe God has already inspired the Bible. It is true, it's God's word. But, the word but is there. It's so unfortunate. They believe that God is not able. But I'm so happy that the disciples, at least, they knew that the Lord Jesus Christ was behind them, and they would ask him to give a helping hand. The moment that the Lord Jesus Christ ordered the wind and the storm to cease, there was a total calm. There was a total calm. Once a pastor wrote an illustration. He said like that, when we walk along a clear road, feeling fine. Let me say, when your life is so good, without trouble, feeling fine. And someone takes our arm to help us, likely we would impatiently shake him off. Well, our life is so good, when someone is coming to help you, you say, no, I don't need your help. But when we are caught on rough country in the dark, with a storm brewing and our strength spent, and someone takes our arm to help us, we would thankfully lean on him. Is that when your life is so smooth, you never think of God. But when trouble comes, God is using trouble to make you closer and closer to him, to rely more on him rather than on your own self. God wants us to feel our way through life is rough and perplexing, so that we may learn to lean on him thankfully. In life, there are so much troubles. But the trouble is to train you and me so that we will be able to cling to him, to hold forth to him. But in trouble, we must seek him first. We must seek him first. Do not use our own might and our own brain, own mind, own wisdom to do that. Now seeing the second thing, I think the disciples, though they have known that their master had performed all these things, but they were still not too clear. They are not such a great faith. How can we tell that? Because the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked them, saying, oh ye of little faith, oh ye of little faith. Do you know, when we are believers, when our faith is not strong, you know what happened? Sometimes fear will creep into our heart. Later on in Matthew, we see that when the Lord Jesus Christ was preaching somewhere near Galilee, then he asked the disciples to enter into a ship to go into the sea. At about the fourth watch, there are about four watches in the night. The first watch is about from 6 p.m. to 12 midnight. Second watch is 12 to 3. 6 to 9, 9 to 12, 12 to 3, and then 3 to 6 in the morning. So the fourth watch is about early in the morning, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. When suddenly the disciples saw that the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on the sea. And so they all were so afraid. And they said, it must be a spirit. It must be a spirit. Jesus told them, be of good cheer. It is I. It is I. When Peter heard that, he said, Lord, if it's you, let me walk over to you. I'll be very happy to walk like you, see. And so Jesus said, all right, you come. And he walked. But the problem with Peter was that what? He lost faith. Because by not only looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, he looked into the sea. And the Bible tells us that the sea was so boisterous. The sea was wild with waves. Suddenly when he saw that, he sank down. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, save me. The Bible says that Jesus stretched forth his hand and hold him up. Beloved, sometimes we claim to be believers. We claim that we know Jesus quite well. But we lost faith. We lost faith. Jesus said, be ye of good cheer, it is I. O ye of little faith. Even at the time when the Lord Jesus stretched forth his hand to catch hold of Peter, "Oh, ye of little faith, oh, ye of little faith." Beloved, I think it is very important for believers. First of all, we know that there are troubles in our whole life. It is not, it doesn't mean that believers are exempted from meeting troubles. I often told church members, I say, we are not like the wayside people selling this koyo and so forth. My koyo is the best. Now, if you buy it, then you'll be all right. See? Now, if you believe me, you'll be trouble-free. But what did Jesus say? "In these things I've spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulations." In the world ye have tribulations. That's what Jesus Christ is trying to tell you. I mean, in the world there will be what? Tribulations. There will be trouble. But in me you will have what? You will have peace. And that was what happened when the disciples were in the ship, when the storm arose, when they called upon the Lord Jesus Christ. There was what? There was peace. Do you know that in the world, peace is so artificial? There are many a time when people tell you peace, 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 but it's not true peace. When we went to the ICC conference, and we passed by New York, and then we were brought to see the United Nations building. There was a plaque in the entrance. And that plaque was given by the Soviet Union at the opening of the United Nations building. Perhaps in, I'm not too sure, about in 1946 or so forth. And it's taken from Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible says like that, "And he shall judge among the nations." He means God. God shall judge among the nations. "And shall rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore." Isaiah was prophesying this about the millennium kingdom, when the Lord Jesus Christ will rule this earth and there will be total peace. But Soviet Union, being a communist country, they did not believe in God. And somehow or other they presented this particular verse on the plaque to put it on the entrance of the United Nations building. The problem is that they cannot put the first part of it there. If they put the first part, "He shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people," that means to say they recognize there will be an almighty God. They say, better not put this one. Just put the second part there, I think it's enough. "They shall beat their swords into plowshares," and all this, very good. It means to say, at the time of the millennium kingdom, there will be no more war. All the weapons will be change into what? Utensils for agricultural purpose. But since the formation of the United Nations, we see that there are so many hundreds of wars that continue to go on and on and on. Problems in every part of the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and especially in Israel, it could not be solved. Because while man is trying to obtain peace, and peace could not be obtained in such a way. It is only through the Lord Jesus Christ. The peace that the world offered to you and me is what? It's artificial. Just like Jeremiah in chapter 6 and chapter 8, it says that they have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, "Peace, peace," when there's no peace. The false prophets were comforting the people, saying that there's peace, there's peace. And I think today is the same thing. The world offers you peace, peace, But if the world offers you peace without Christ, it is not a true peace. Jesus in John said, "Peace I give unto you. My peace that I giveth is not like the peace that the world giveth." This is what Jesus Christ is trying to tell you and me. With Jesus Christ, peace only can be what? Can be obtained, can be realized. Beloved, the disciples and the sheep, they had met such a great tempest and storms. You and me have met so much tempest and storms in our life. But what can we do when we meet such a kind of trouble and tribulation and perish in distress? What should they do? Our Lord Jesus Christ is so near. We must ask Him to save us rather than to go and use our mind and all this. But we must have faith. Not only we call Jesus Christ, but we must have faith. And only that we will be able to have true peace. In this particular event, we see that the disciple had called upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's so unfortunate that their faith was not so strong. Perhaps they did not know Jesus Christ so well. Even at a time when the Lord Jesus Christ was in Caesarea Philippi, in the northeast of the Sea of Galilee, when Jesus asked the disciple, "Whom do you say I am? Whom do you say I am?" I think the disciples were not too clear, except what? Except Peter. Some said you are Elias. Some said you are one of the prophets. Some say you are John the Baptist. They did not know Jesus Christ too well. Today, perhaps many people are like that. They are like what? The Sun Myung Moon of the Moonies, Korean Unification Church. They say, "You can be like Jesus, and you can be better than Jesus." I do not think that we can be like Jesus. We are all sinners. But Jesus, though He was incarnated, He was without what? Without sin. He was a fully God and fully what? Fully man. Without sin. And so we should call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that He is the Almighty God. Call upon Him and He shall be what? He shall be saved. And what happens that our reward is that we will only be able to have what? True peace. When I met the accident, I tried to solve. Think of this way and that way. And I've come across so many sleepless nights thinking of what happened and this and that. That was my weakness. But finally I thought, I better go to the Lord. I prayed, "Hey God, You are the Almighty. Give me the peace that I'm able to have." From that day onward, when I went to Cameron Highlands and coming back, I feel so peaceful, no more trouble in my heart. The peace that God had given to you and me is unlike the peace that the world is able to offer. Beloved, in storm of life, what do? Use your brain to solve the matter, or look unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And He shall be able to grant you true peace. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, once again we thank Thee for Thy word that will strengthen our faith. So oftentimes, when we have troubles in the world, we use our own method, our own wisdom, our own mind to solve the problem without asking Thee. Lord, forgive us for that, that from henceforth that we may be able to call upon Thee whenever Thou art needed. we thank Thee for Thy word, and may Thy word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.